Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when COVID happened, we realized who the most important folks in our community were. They started calling them essential workers. They were critical to the survival of our economy. And these were also called frontline workers. And we started applauding them for the very first time. These were people that a lot of us look down on. The folks who were working the front counter at the Family Dollar, working the register, nurses, doctors. These were the people who got our trash, the postal workers. These were the people in the nursing homes. We started applauding them, but none of them, especially for someone like me who has three small children, none of them were as important as childcare providers. The nurses can't get to work if the childcare providers don't make sure that their kiddos have somewhere safe to stay while they work. The doctors can't get to where they need to go. The clinicians, the lab techs. During COVID, for me, the most critical workers were those childcare providers. And they kept going, risking their own lives to make sure that the children in our community, whose parents still had to go to work, were cared for and was safe. And so I just marvel at that. I marvel at the fact that these men and women who had, child care centers at their homes, opened their homes up. And these are solopreneurs. A lot of them work there on their own. And they have a certain number of children. And they didn't let that number go down during COVID. They didn't turn kids away. Critical workers, frontline workers, essential workers. We were tipping our hat to them then. But as, you know, things started opening up, we started forgetting how critical these folks were to making sure that our economy was still up and running, to making sure that the folks who had to go to work, who couldn't take off, who couldn't stay in the house, had somewhere for their kiddos to go while these nurses and doctors worked 12, 24, sometimes 48-hour shifts. And so when I found out about an event coming up on October 21st Park Event Center in Waite Park, Minnesota, that celebrates and helps and nurtures child care providers. Oh, honey, I said, you know what, we're going to talk about this. So I did some digging and I found out who is in charge of it. And I am so glad to welcome Lisa Thompson, the Ombudsman for Family Care with the Minnesota, the state of Minnesota. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much, Lisa, for being here on the Shaletta Show.
Hi, Shaletta. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about family child care with you.
Now, you have to tell me, how did this event all come about? Because you are at the Office of Ombudsman for Family Child Care Providers with the state of Minnesota. And this event is coming up next week and in Waite Park. And it is a couple of days of self-care for child care providers. It's a two-day conference.
That's right. One of the most common things I heard in groups of providers after those long years of isolation with COVID is how much they miss being around other people who share the same work that they do. You know, family child care is already a pretty isolating profession. These are folks who, generally speaking, work in their home and they're alone all day with children. And no coworkers to bounce ideas off of, you know, no one to do the shopping and bring the food. They got to do that on their personal time. What was really missing for folks was that connection with other people. You know, we caregivers are really, people focused, and having that isolation just compounded by COVID really sorely left a void for child care providers. And people were starving to get back in person, see each other in 3D, and be able to have those kind of conversations to celebrate the work we do, you know, share the challenges that we face, and, learn together. You can take an online class and keep your hours up for requirements, but you don't get that educational or professional development depth that you get in person, sharing conversations and discussions with other people.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for.
And I am so glad that you all are doing this because, you know, who's going to take care of the caregivers? You know, how do the caregivers take care of themselves? Talk to me about what's going to be happening over those 2 days for this event for child care providers.
Well, it is the 20th and 21st in the middle of the state because we have over 6,000 child care providers across the state of Minnesota. We have hours, up to 17 hours of professional development training. We have some just outstanding keynote speakers and trainers. Of course, we have you coming to bring, some self-care for the caregivers and share some laughter, encourage people to laugh with each other and share that kind of community and connection. But we also have, in addition to the training, we have great food because these are folks who cook all day long and they're cooking for kids. And it's such a treat to finally have someone else cooking and cleaning up after you and having a great meal together. But we're also going to have some pampering activities, you know, get some henna designs on your hands and, you know, polish some nails, get some hairdo refresh. So just really taking care of the caregivers.
And I appreciate that because, you know, these child care providers, they are educating our kids. They're loving them. They're making sure they have a safe space. And then, you know, the parents come and we pick our kids up and we say, all right, girl, see you tomorrow. And they still got their own families. They still got their own kids to take care of and cook for. And, you know, oftentimes we do forget that. And so I'm glad that somebody is pouring into them and giving them an opportunity to know that they are valued and they are appreciated and what they do matters.
Absolutely. You know, this office, the Ombuds Office for Family Child Care Providers, was just created last year. And this, one of the things that is important to me in this role is bringing that appreciation and recognition for the hard work that these folks are doing, helping to raise Minnesota's children with parents and supporting parents in their role. You know, up until now, usually the conferences that did happen were, you know, organized by other family child care providers. So these are the folks who then they're giving appreciation to other other folks who do the same work, but mm-hmm. yet they're adding to their heavy load that they're already doing. So this position, this office has given me the platform to be able to take that burden off of them and still be able to give them that recognition and appreciation that they so deserve. As a family child care provider for 25 years, I know what it's like to, you know that there's a need, and yet there's just, it's just us to fill that need.
Well, I think that, you know, the one thing that I appreciate is that you have done the work. You know, a lot of times people put these things on and they haven't done the work. They haven't been on the front line. They haven't been in the trenches. But you've got over two decades of experience doing this work. When you put this conference together, the Shaping the Future, it's a fully in-person training conference, especially for family child care providers, October 20th and 21st. And it is in Waite Park. It's going to be an amazing time for child care providers. They're going to be able to connect with other providers, address the needs for accessibility and high quality professional development, you know, celebrate the hard work of those providers, but also, you know, give them an opportunity to offer input on issues facing this profession, because it is a profession. It is, you know, you are offering that professional development. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I think the 20, 30, 40 years ago, even today, some people still have the attitude that, or the idea that someone taking care of children in their home is, you know, sitting back, plopping them in front of the TV and eating bonbons all day. And this is an industry, a work sector of men and women who are devoted to the education of our youngest children. And this is where the majority of their brain development happens. This is where their lifetime of learning, the foundation of that, is developed. And when we talk about, oh, a college education doesn't cost as much as childcare, well, I think that's where we should be putting that much money in. This is going to affect how they learn in college, making sure that they have the best start. And that doesn't just come out of instinct. You know, caring for children, of course, not everyone has the skill set for that. Mm-hmm. And so instinct, but it's a lot about educating and learning and continuing to learn about how the new research shows how important relationships are to brain development, for example.
Now, there are some folks who are listening and they want to get more information. This office that you're in is newly created, and I need as many people who have an interest in this, who are connected to children in early education and early intervention. You know, I've got three kids with autism, and the one thing they keep talking about is early intervention is the key. Early intervention mm-hmm. is the key, and that starts with our child care providers. And so mm-hmm. For people hearing about your office for the first time, let us know how we can connect with you, Ms. Lisa.
Well, they can call me directly, my lisa.thompson@state.mn.us, or giving me a call at 612-322-2241. And I connect, if people are interested in starting their own child care program, I can connect them with all the incredible resources that are available in Minnesota. If they're already a license holder for child care. I can connect them with resources for people currently licensed and help them out with whatever their issues may be.
Well, I thank you for helping us out, providing us with this information, and then allowing me to be a part of this event. I feel so honored that I'll get a chance to come and spread some laughter and love and light with these child care providers as they, you know, go through these professional development courses and connect with one another to go back into their homes to just be a blessing to so many children.
Oh, we're so excited to have you, and I'm really looking forward to sharing some more laughter with you.
All right. We will see you soon in just a little over a week. So I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. And you all stick around. The Halloween candy, they're trying to make it healthy. Really? Come on. Let's go. We're going to talk about this next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.